Final score tonight from Holy Cross, Merrimack 5, Holy Cross 2. Scott Bork is with us, the head coach of the Warriors. And, you know, Scott, the way the game started out, you had that 2-minute 5-on-3. You weren't able to score, but right after it expired, you did end up picking up a goal, and that seemed to carry you through the rest of the period and maybe the rest of the game.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting when you score those goals after the power play ends. You know, it feels like a power play goal to us, and it probably feels like a PK goal to them, but it was big. Those guys stayed on the puck and got a good job. We didn't have a great 5-on-3, but they stayed hard and got the second chance.
Overall, that first period might have been your best of the night. You outscored them 3-1, but more than that, I thought, you know, besides outshooting them something like 12-6, I thought you had a number of other chances. You know, they had to block an awful lot of shots. You got a lot of pucks in the direction of the net and kept the pressure on them most of that first period.
Yeah, I think we handled their forecheck really well in the first period. It's one of the hardest forechecks we'll play all year. I thought we did a really good job in the first period. Second, not so good. Third was better. But they're just a really hard team to play against. And one of the things I love about playing in Billy Regan's teams is that they play so hard that you get better playing against them, and I thought we did tonight.
Yeah, I was going to say, there were a lot of plays. You know, you could see it in that first period. They were blocking shots, getting sticks in the way. It seemed like, you know, you guys had to adjust to that as the game went along, and you did.
Yeah, and we didn't finish. Even in the third, you know, a couple of times, we just overskated the puck. And I just think, you know, we had a really rough week physically just because of all the sickness on our team. Excuse me. But I was really grateful for, you know, that we got through the week, had to take some time off, and for the guys to show up and play that hard of a game, I was really impressed with them.
Caelan Fitzpatrick ended up picking up that goal, the one, again, that, you know, might as well have been a power play goal, even though officially it was not. Then you got another goal from one of your captains, another captain late in the game. Mark Hillier had a chance in that third period and really, you know, gave you guys a three-goal lead at that point, which was big with the way the game was going.
Yeah, he actually had a chance for a full, to make it six, and it just went off his stick. But, no, you know, the good thing about our group right now is we understand that all four lines can score. We just got to play, you know, better without the puck. And I thought tonight, you know, we didn't have a lot of possession at times, but I thought that, you know, we did a good job playing on our own end. You know, and limited Max's real threats, and then obviously we have a lot of confidence in him.
Looking back at the first period again, it's 1-1. They had tied the game. They had a power play goal. I think I might have hit one of you guys in front. I'm not sure. But so 1-1 at that point. So maybe you carried the play, but it's still in a 1-1 game. Then you guys have a chance later on. You guys are on the it wasn't a power play, but I think it was. First of all, Seamus Powell scores the goal to break the tie there at 2-1, and later on he breaks up a play on a shorthand, and you come back the other way, you get the goal from Justin Gill, that makes it 3-1.
No, and the play, yeah, very, you know, huge turning point in the game, you know, and the big thing was when Seamus, you know, we got that second goal, he just threw it at the net, yeah. You know, and we haven't done that enough this year. We've over, you know, try to make a prettier play. We've overpassed in those situations. Tonight, I didn't think we did, and that was a big part of the game, and he was able to get that one through.
And then, as we said, you know, the goal, Powell picked up one of the assists, helping to set that up, but Justin Gill scored it. You know, again, back in the lineup last week against Brown, and he's obviously made his presence felt right away. That goal gave you some breathing room late in the first period.
Yeah, and anyway, the nice thing about it was they just stuck to their plan, and that was a really nice pass, and Justin did a great job, you know, finishing it. So that group has been up and down with their success just because people are playing against them pretty hard, and the way they stayed with it and scored that goal was a huge point in the game, was really important to our team.
Sorry, that was the Gill goal was actually in the second period. I was thinking of Nathan King. He scored a goal. Talk about throwing the puck at the net. That was a laser of a shot there. And your defense was really involved in the play a lot of times tonight. Picked up an awful lot of goals and assists tonight.
That was a really nice line rush. We had a great net drive, which gave him space to get that puck. And Nathan King, as well as everyone on our bench, knew when he got the puck that he's going to rip it. He can rip it as well as anyone. Really a pro shot and great placement, obviously.
Yeah. Again, that third period, you know, they have a push there. You get the only goal of the period was a chance for Mark Hillier. He had some other chances, you know, a 2-on-0 and so on. But you pick up the only goal of the third period, 5-2 win.
Yeah, and so obviously, and Mark's goal was big because it let us relax a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, obviously kept their goal in the net at the end of the game because those can be really stressful. And our last few games, all been one-goal games, ending with a 5-on-6. So getting the three goalie was nice, and it was nice to get over the line with that. And I just was really impressed with our team. Like as I said, we fought a lot this week, and had to adjust a lot this week. And even today, there was a power man at the school, so we couldn't skate. We couldn't even go in the room until we left. this team didn't get distracted, and I appreciate that, and I think it gives us a good chance moving forward.
Max Lundgren again, strong night, 33 saves, another 30-plus save performance for him. Again, when they're trying to make a push there, whether it's in that second period, third period, that's when he made most of his saves and most of his big saves as well.
100%. And, you know, the great thing with Max is when he's making those kind of saves, it's usually hitting him in the middle of the chest. Even if it's a big save, he's tracking so well right now, he's able to do that. They were pretty physical with him. I think that was probably a point of context for them to get, you know, be physical with him. But he stood strong, and he fought through it and fought through the traffic and did a really good job.
Now, even when you had the play there in the third period, when the puck took a weird bounce behind the net, he went back to play it, and he had a rush to get back in front of the net, you know, seemed pretty calm in that situation to get back there and get set to stop the puck.
Well, he definitely did get back, but he got back late, and he has 16 tied to no, and Ryan O'Connell to thank because they both blocked two shots as he was making his way back. So it was a really big part of the game for us. It's great when you get guys laying out like that for him. He's done a lot for our group this year. We know that. But then they're laying out for him. It bodes well for the future.
Looking over this stretch here, five games. You guys have won five in a row now. Went back and looked over the game. So 15 periods over that stretch. You've only been outscored in two of those, the third period at Vermont and the first period against Long Island. So, you know, you guys have been pretty consistent here over this stretch in either, you know, winning periods or at least not losing them.
Yeah, no, I think that, you know, we were a very poor team in the third period for the, you know, first quarter of the season. I think we've really gained some confidence in it now. And these five games have helped because they've all been pretty tight. And even at Vermont, when they won that period, we were able to just buckle down and win the game. So, you know, those are good things. You can building blocks for the next game, and hopefully we can bring those into our next game next week.
The other thing over this stretch of five games, 21 goals over five games, more than four goals a game. So you guys have been able to get goals over this stretch as well.
Yeah, and we've gotten them from a lot of different people, which is exciting. You know, we have a lot of guys who can score, like really on all four lines. We just need to, you know, continue to play on the right side of the puck, and then the puck will, then we'll have a good chance to finish chances. And you know, when you have offensive guys, sometimes they get maybe on the wrong side of it, but like on the halfway point. And the halfway point's not going to win in hockey, so we'll be better next week in that regard, but I really appreciate the way you guys are firing the puck.
Speaking of Hockey East, so next week you guys will be home against UMass. So congratulations on the win tonight. We'll see you next week against UMass. Safe ride home as well.
Thanks. I really appreciate it, Mike.